نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're in the beautiful month of Rabi'ul Ghawth, Rabi'ul Akhir. And mashallah, we've been watching Madani channel and we've been learning about the beautiful life of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. I want to have a very beautiful story in front of me. And this story is about the blessed parents of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And especially about his father. You heard about the story where his father, he eats an apple and he has for that to be forgiven. He works for 12 years and he marries a woman that he was told that she had many defects. There's another very beautiful story that is related to the father of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. You know why he's called Jangi Dost? I'll tell you why. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was a man of abstinence and self-restraint who struggled hard against his nafs. He remained deep, engaged in worship and devotion, invited others towards righteousness and preventing them from evil. He never dared to stake his life for his noble cause of enjoying what is right and forbidding what is wrong. So one day, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was going towards the Jami Masjid. And he saw that some servants of the king, they were heading to the palace of the king. And cautiously they were carrying clay pots filled with alcohol on their heads. Overcome by passion of Nahyun Anil Munkar, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali rushed there and broke those pots. Having seen the awe and the majesty of Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, no servant could dare to say anything or do anything. When they went back to the palace, they complained to the king, and the king, in fury, asked to be presented in front of him. Sayyidina Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali arrived there and found the king sitting on his throne, flowing in rage and anger. The king said, "Who are you to waste all the efforts of my servants?" Why? Because he broke the clay pots that were full of alcohol. Who gave you the right? He was angry. Who gave you the right to? You broke them. Sayyidina Musa rahmatullahi replied, "I am a supervisor and I have just discharged my duty. I've just done my duty." The king asked him, "Who has given you that duty of the supervisor?" Sayyidina Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala replied in his awe-inspiring and domineering voice, "The one who has appointed you as a king." Listening to such a straightforward reply and being overcome with deep emotions, the king put his head on his knees and requested after a while, "Except for Amrun bil Ma'roof wa Nahyun Anil Munkar, what was the wisdom behind breaking them pots?" Now the king, he came into sense and he asked him, "Please tell me, why did you break them pots?" Sayyidina Abu Musa Jangi Dost Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi said, "For the sake of saving you from disgrace in this world and the hereafter, while showing affection towards you." The wise conversation inspired the king greatly and he humbly said, "O pious man, you are now appointed the supervisor on my behalf as well." Sayyidina Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala replied in a very relaxed manner, "When I have been designated by the Lord Rabb Azza wa Jal, then after that privilege, I don't need anyone else to give me that job." Since that day, he rahmatullah Ali was known by the title of Jangi Dost. Subhanallah. This was the father of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah Ali. When you have a father who is so pious, who is so upright in his duty, then you have children like Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah Ali. May Allah Ta'ala make me and all of us pious so that our children can become pious as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.